Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana
with the three amigos, Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Very upbeat Monday. I mean, I don't even know where to start. We got an upbeat Monday on our hands here. I got lambasted on Twitter for what I thought was a very nice suggestion. Put Stephen Ross's picture on the elevator instead of nonsense, you know, players on the field. I mean, it was Stephen Ross who stuck with everybody and saw this thing through. I was being sarcastic, but that doesn't play on Twitter many times.
No.
And wow, I mean, people are just outraged that I'm what's wrong with the world and sports media, suggesting that Stephen Ross had the fortitude to see it through. But regardless, I did tell you that this Dolphins team was one of the best in the league and had an offense that could tear apart defenses, top defenses, and that's exactly what happened. Tua, 20 of 26 for 205 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 138.6 passer rating. I mean, what more could you want out of the guy?
Nothing. He played great.
He did.
And they ran the ball, which was genius.
Did. Yep.
37 rush. That's what I took from the game, from the offense approach. Defensively, let's be honest, Kirk Cousins is booty.
Booty. So, you know, one of the things that I saw as a consistent narrative on social media is the only quarterbacks Dolphins who have beaten this season are Justin Fields and Kirk Cousins. And so, you know, and I go, hey, just enjoy a victory once in a while, you jackals. Like, just enjoy a victory. We know they're not going to the Super Bowl. Enjoy a complete victory. That was the team that we thought we'd see on a fairly regular basis. The defense was biting. Bijan Robinson didn't know where to go.
Nope.
And like you said, Kirk Cousins, I don't know if it was the defense or just Kirk Cousins being Kirk Cousins and older. But, I mean, just enjoy the victory.
Yes.
What is so wrong with enjoying a victory? Unless, honestly, like, if you're biggest concern is draft slotting, I understand. I've never been that guy, so I don't care. I can't remember who I saw say it. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter if you have the first pick, the third pick, the eighth pick. What matters is what you do with the pick. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins and Chris Greer have shown you fairly consistently that they maybe don't make the right choices no matter where the pick is. But honestly, if your only concern is draft slotting, then I get being upset that your team had a victory. But if not, whatever, enjoy it. You had a Canes victory. I mean, the Heat this weekend, did you see what they did to Memphis Friday night? I know you saw what they did. Did you see what they did to Memphis Friday night?
I had to go back and look because Ja Morant had the little sad post-game press conference. I said, oh, they must have got their ass whooped.
I mean, the Heat did things that NBA teams don't do to other NBA teams. Yeah. Well, give this one a little bit of context, though, Solana. It's one game out of 82. I'm not doing that with the Dolphins. But that one game out of 82.
Well, what about last night?
Yeah, they had a win, but it wasn't what they did to Memphis.
But they beat a 2-0 Knicks team. That's the favorite in the Eastern Conference. I mean, those are the teams that we're going to match them up against.
There's been two games.
But the Knicks are supposed to be the cream of the crop of the East.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'll say this about the Dolphins. It's why coaches, Mario Cristobal said it after the Louisville loss, that's why it's a one-game season. Fans don't think about it that way. So you can't be 1-6 and win a game and now go to the locker room saying, well, that's 2-6. Fans sometimes approach it like that, and that's why coaches dwell on, if you're 7-0, just get to 1-0 the next week.
Right.
If you're 0-8, get to 1-8 the next week. Win that next week. But, no, I'm with – it was a – they ran the ball more. I kept asking last week, what was the adjustment you're going to make? You're not benching anybody. You haven't signed anybody. 37 rushes to 26 passes. You saw two on the play action. The Waddle touchdown, the long one, was a play action. Tua moved out of the pocket for the Malik Washington touchdown. That's what he – like, they changed the offense up. Can he continue to progress it? The plan B, OG always talks about. And defensively, they loaded up. They had five across the board.
It was crazy the way they look because they haven't looked that way all season.
The two D tackles, two D ends, and a backer standing over the center, you're literally telling the other team – you're not pulling anybody. You're not running this ball at us. Do whatever you want, and the corners have to hold up. If we can do that against good quarterbacks and good receivers, because Drake London was out, and that's why Kyle Pitts had like 9 for 60 or something, because they said, well, Kyle's not going to beat us. These outside guys have to be covered. They had a good defensive and offensive approach. Mike McDaniel did, I don't know if progress, but he did change the offense up.
I mean, he certainly gets an A for coaching.
Yes, the offensive approach was a winning approach. Tua going 4 touchdowns, 205 yards. Usually 4 touchdowns is 350, 360.
Right.
But they were running the ball successfully, and he had to throw a 15-yard out or a 10-yard crosser to fall in. Great offensive approach by Mike McDaniel. Can they do that against a good quarterback, good receiver? That's right. What fans want to go to, but I'm not going to it.
Right. No,
you won the game.
And the truth of the matter is I'm not expecting that game Thursday.
No.
I'm not. All I'm saying is enjoy it. Just enjoy a great, complete performance by your football team.
To your point, Hawk, because I do care about the draft slot, but I'll care when we get there, right? Or if it's late in the season and you know, hey, you lose this game, you get X pick. You lose the next two, you get X pick. Fine, but this early in the season, to the fan who's genuinely going to be upset if the Dolphins win a game, don't watch.
Right. And again, if you're upset specifically because of the draft slotting, I get it. If you're, I don't know, upset or just you don't want to allow yourself to smile because, hey, they're only 2-6. Yeah, we know. They know. Like, everyone knows. Whatever. It was a win.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Stop being so miserable with your lives.
Here's what I think people are going to do, though. They're going to say, oh, my God, but now they're going to buy into Tua again. Bro, They're not. This regime, this era is done. I don't think anything
they
changes
that. They literally
have
to run the table. They would literally Correct. Have to run the table. Correct. What do they have, 6 losses right now? Mm-hmm. So they'd have to finish 11-6 for, I think, to that even be entertained. I don't even know if it would be a certainty at that point. But anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Solana, I'll give you headlines. Hurricanes defense turned it on in the second half against Stanford. It was a little dicey at the beginning, but defense turned it on.
Defense or Reuben Bain?
Reuben Bain is so special.
He won the game.
It's crazy.
Bro, he is the best player in college football.
It is crazy. Heat have won 2 in a row. We have Heat tickets to give away all this week. Heat Blazers, November 8th, and we still have any history with the Blazers, or we don't care.
Yeah, we don't really care.
There's nothing. The boy's name. We hate him. The little guy.
Joe Cronin.
Yeah. Joe Cronin. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Norman Powell played there for a little bit. Joe right. Cronin.
I just didn't know if we had beef like we did a couple seasons ago.
I mean, they got Dame back, and all the guys that they traded for him are all gone.
Right.
And they still stink. So.
And Dame had a terrible experience in Milwaukee.
But it just doesn't matter anymore because the Heat are going to win the championship this year anyways. But it just doesn't matter anymore because clearly they made the bad trade.
Well,
they effed up. Everybody
we
knows.
We have it. Heat tickets. It's every day this week, so just keep on listening. Every day before 6 o'clock, we'll give away a pair. Let's get headlines here. John Michaels from Atlanta is going to join us this hour. He was tweeting after that Falcons game, fire everyone. Today, he was tweeting what I thought we'd all be tweeting after that game. He was tweeting about the Falcons, the exact same stuff that I thought we were going to be tweeting. So we're going to get his take on what happened Sunday. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Y'all let go of grudges easy.
Why? You're still angry at the Trailblazers?
I one time kept a grudge for 20 years. I just don't let them go that easy. If I dislike you, I dislike you.
Yeah, I don't hold a grudge.
Yeah. Well, the guy that spit in my face for the Ravens, LeRon McClain.
Yeah,
I had a grudge for 20 years until I found out he kind of went crazy.
You got to hear his side, too.
The spit flying out his teeth? I don't know how you do that on accident.
Through his teeth. What, he has a little buck tooth action?
Bro, when that little loogie hit my face, I don't know. I blacked out. I don't know. That's nasty.
Or you're going to fight, right?
I tried to. Kendall Langford picked me up like a rat.
But I'm saying like 10 years later, you see him.
If I saw him, I swear.
We always said that was on site. He was on site, but he has since changed his mind because LeRon McClain has had actual mental issues. You don't want to on-site this guy.
No. Can't fight in one's flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Exactly.
I don't want to fight in that building.
Probably in a nicer, more appropriate term.
Everybody won this weekend in South Florida.
Everybody won.
Unless FAU lost. I don't know. Did FAU lose to Army?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't even
that,
know if the Panthers lost. Did the Panthers lose?
The Florida Panthers?
Yeah.
No, the Panthers beat VGK.
Hmm. When was that?
On Saturday. Hmm. Bob's 50th career shutout.
Oh, good for him.
Or 500th, one or the other.
I think it's 50, brother.
Nah, it's 50.
Okay. Damn, Bob's old.
The Heat set franchise records against the Grizzlies. Inter Miami beat Nashville. You got a messy brace.
Yep.
They win game one. The Canes blew out Stanford. Panthers hold VGK to 0 goals, shut them out. They win. Dolphins blew out the Falcons, and then the Heat beat the New York Knicks and all those bing-bong losers home sad. It was a perfect weekend in South Florida.
It really was.
Yes.
It really was. You have anything to add to that, Jimmy? Jimmy, usually you know more, like, of the littler stuff that maybe we're not aware of. Anybody lose?
FAU lost.
FAU did lose.
To Army, right? I did see that.
Navy.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, he doesn't know the different branches.
I got cussed out by FIU graduate.
You
Saturday.
Got cussed out?
At the South Boo.
South Boo?
The South Booth Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, yeah.
The South Beach.
You couldn't afford a booth at the South Beach one, so you got the South Boo one.
Yeah. I went to South Boo. It was a little further down. The South Beach Seafood Festival. Ladies talking. You go Gators, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, my daughter tried to get in, but her grades aren't that great. So I just make a joke. I think of a school, and I say, maybe she got to go to FIU then.
Right.
This lady goes crazy on me. She, FIU, you know that we do. And she snapped. Like, she started cussing. I was like, hey, take it easy. Yeah, she might have been drunk.
Mm.
Might have been drunk. But, yeah, sorry, brother. I pause up.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, did FIU play this weekend or they play on Tuesdays?
Well, they played.
No, I'm being serious. Haven't they played?
They lost on Tuesday to Kennesaw State. They
right.
play. They don't play Tuesday this week.
Oh.
Well, Friday night?
They play Wednesday.
Your football team is intramural.
That is crazy. So they've had two consecutive Tuesday nights game and now a Wednesday night game?
I'm supposed to do a FIU game, their homecoming against Liberty on ESPN Plus. You guys are single-handedly going to knock me off that ESPN Plus broadcast.
That's great.
Will they play on like a Wednesday and then a Saturday ever?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to get on that schedule. Once you're on the Tuesday schedule, it's hard to get off it.
Well, that's the thing. You know, they step up. Somebody's got to step up and right. play. FIU right. steps up, man.
Right. It's like Jacksonville in London. They found a little niche no one wanted, and they grabbed it.
We're Team London.
But no joke, man. Awesome, awesome weekend in South Florida sports. Crowder, how does it feel to know that the Florida Gators don't even have the most attractive job opening in the SEC anymore?
Oh, my goodness. It's LSU. It's Brian Kelly's messing me up.
I tell you what, he's going to be your head coach, so he might be the Florida head coach.
I will get my tattoo covered. If we bring in Brian Kelly, my tattoo's getting covered. I swear it is.
I want to hear his Gainesville accent.
All right, we got World Series Game 3 tonight.
My friend Justin texted me. He said everyone won in South Florida except South Florida, which killed his parlay. Did you see the way USF lost?
No.
Oh, my God. Poor Josh Appel and poor Justin on his parlay. But USF, if you consider them to be South Florida, it's in the name, they lost.
They lost to Memphis?
USF?
Yeah.
Was it Memphis? They lost 34-31, right?
Yeah, 34-31, and Memphis now.
Yeah, it was against Memphis.
Memphis now is ranked. Hey, Jimmy, what the hell happened in the AP Top 25? How did the Canes go from 9 blowout Stanford and they dropped to 10?
They dropped to 10.
AP hates us.
Yeah.
I could figure it out in the commercial break. Somebody beat somebody that was big time.
No.
And I think what happens, too, is AP voters, they may not watch an entire game. So if they watch the first half of UM-Stanford, you might be inclined to drop them 10 slots. I mean, that first half was brutal.
And what do they call it? Pretty points?
When like
fashion points.
No.
Style it's points? It's a
style points. Yeah. There you go.
Jimbo, you on point today, Smalls.
Fashion points. Guy calls hair salad. Fashion points. What'd you do? You spent that? You're late because you were at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Aren't fashion and style synonymous with one another? What's the difference?
No, they're not fashion points. I want you to go on College Game Day and talk about fat. They need to win with fashion points.
First gift I ever got from a woman were Abercrombie and Fitch draws.
That's a white girl right there.
White girl, 100%. Roswell High School, freshman year. She bought me Abercrombie and Fitch draws. I didn't know what they were.
That's all I wore to middle school and high school, man. Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, Hollister.
I mean, you didn't even need to say it.
You want some Birkenstocks? I don't live in your neighborhood. I have to go back to where I'm from when school's over, and I don't feel like getting an ass whooping today. So keep the Birkenstocks.
All right. Tonight, World Series Game 3. Series is tied at 1-1. Chiefs play the Commanders tonight on Monday Night Football. Don't forget, you've got short week. So the Dolphins are going to play Thursday against Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson is supposed to be back. Panthers and Heat are both in action tomorrow. Panthers play the Ducks. Heat play the Hornets. Kind of awkward.
Why?
Terry Rozier.
Oh.
They fleeced us. They fleeced us.
It was with them that he was cheating? And then they got rid of him?
You know, they're pleading the fifth.
Yeah.
They knew he was under investigation.
The NBA knew. I mean,
But the organization is pleading the fifth.
Oh, okay.
I think Barry Jackson had called them for a statement. Like, were you aware when you peddled him? And they fleeced the Heat, man. They fleeced them.
I don't know if that video going something. Around the internet is AI, but him. It looked like he was Tony off.
Let me tell you something. Pat Riley, Tony Soprano, John Gotti, they don't like to get fleeced. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Put an investigation on the investigation's investigation. Yeah.
He's putting cases on all you bitches.
Oh, yeah, Pat Riley say that.
Wouldn't that would be, remember the press release he sent out to Danny Ainge? Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if he released a press release? Hey, Charlotte, we know what you did, and I'm putting cases on all you bitches. And it's just got the Larry O'Brien trophies underneath it.
I would love to hear Kornheiser read it. BTI.
All right, anything else?
Your weather right now in South Florida, it is hot, man. It's like, I don't know, in the mid-80s. But luckily we're not dealing with that hurricane. Prayers
That's
out to Jamaica,
bad,
bro.
Man. If you have friends or family in Jamaica, like, try to keep in contact as best you can. This is a perfectly formed Category 5. That is going to be a rough go of it.
In like 32 hours, it went from tropical storm, hit Category 4 winds. Now it's a 5.
Yeah.
Thing's a monster, man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You hear him on ESPN radio nationally as well. Told you, he tweeted out after the Dolphins-Falcons game, fire everybody, which is what I thought Dolphins fans would be tweeting, not Atlanta radio hosts. But before we talk football with John, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. John, that Dolphins team you saw yesterday afternoon was clicking on all cylinders. Now, is that because it came together for the Fins or because the Falcons were so bad?
I think you know the answer to that one. It has. I mean, the Fins did play well yesterday. That looks like what you thought they should look like. Tua under center, running the football, play action pass. Jaylen Waddle. It was almost the exact same play he caught against Georgia, I think, in the 2018 SEC championship game. But it's more the Falcons stink, and they have an organizational problem. We had a good conversation. I literally said from everybody from owner on down can be gone in Atlanta. They're terrible. It's ridiculous. They've gone 7 years without making the postseason. It's going to be 8. You spent 4 first-round picks on high-level offensive players for you to be 17 points a game, which is like 5th worst in the NFL. They're terrible. It's embarrassing. You're now going to have a lot of people that absolutely will not be here. There's going to be nobody showing up at those games. There was hardly anybody there yesterday anyway, and now they're really not going to be there.
And John, I don't want to do the old we beat a bad team thing, but last time I saw Kirk Cousins, he was getting his nose broken and he was booty. Yesterday he was booty. Should they? I had to look it up. Easton Stick. They got, if Michael Penix isn't back, they got to go with somebody else.
Oh my Kirk God, Cousins the guy's getting $50 billion. You can't throw that out the window.
They got to throw it somewhere because he is booty.
Well, see, that's the problem. You gave a guy a $180 million contract 2 years ago. The plan originally was for him to be there last year and this year as a starter, and then Michael Penix would take over next year. Then Kirk Cousins hurt his arm, didn't tell anybody his arm was hurt until we got to the Super Bowl. He goes, oh, by the way, my arm was hurt for 4 weeks. That's why I was terrible. He runs around in the games that he's not playing in full uniform. He's literally got his helmet on running up and down the sideline like a crazy person. Like, dude, put a baseball cap on like every other player that's not getting in the game.
He's adorable. I love him. He's adorable.
It's like a Halloween costume. He's in a Halloween costume in September. It's ridiculous. Look, it was the one time, I was going to go to the game yesterday. Thank goodness I didn't. I got called from ESPN and actually made some money instead of wasting money going down and doing that. That was a disaster of a game for the Falcons, and they're going to be looking for a new everything, I think, coming up really, really soon.
Two bad teams, John, obviously, but the Dolphins didn't look bad yesterday. What stood out to you? Because Tua, probably the best game of the season, probably the best game he's had going back to 2023. And, I mean, everything worked for them. I can't imagine. None of us expected that to happen. I'm not saying you expected the Falcons to roll the Dolphins over, especially with Kirk Cousins, but you had to have been surprised with how the game ended.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that they lost is bad enough. The fact that that game, 24-3, I was done. I turned the game off, and like I said, I was working anyway, but I never once flipped back to the game because I knew the Falcons were never going to come back. Most impressive thing to me actually was Mike McDaniel's game plan. You ran the football, you stuck with it, and you made easy throws for Tua. Maybe Tua needs to have a swollen shut eye from now on because One-Eyed Willie was back there carving up the Falcons like a Christmas turkey, which was amazing to see from a Tua perspective because it looked like the guy that you were supposed to have. And if Westbrook Akeen didn't have a ball ricochet off his face mask, he would have had another touchdown pass because he hit him on an out route that should have been a touchdown. And Akeen he never turned around, didn't see the ball. Maybe he was looking at the Jumbotron like Raheem Morris does over and over again. So it was not good at all. I mean, disappointing day. You know what? My Sundays are free. If you guys ever want to, like, you know, play video poker online or something, my Sundays are free because I have no NFL to watch the rest of the year.
I mean, if I told you that this was going to be his take after the Dolphins-Falcons game and not our take, no one would have believed it. But let me take it a step further because the Dolphins have the Ravens Thursday night. Thursday night football looks like Lamar Jackson will be back. Is there any way you looked at the Dolphins yesterday and said to yourself, you know what? They're kind of finding something. Maybe they're finding their groove. And I'm not going to say that they're going to beat Baltimore, but maybe they hang with them. Maybe the offense looks more like it did against Atlanta than like it did against Cleveland the week prior.
Look, Stella got her groove back in Jamaica in a movie about 30 years ago. Angela Bassett was 60 years old. The Dolphins aren't getting their groove back. This is a team that 9 days ago now got their teeth kicked in by Cleveland. Tua got benched for Quinn Ewers, and Mike McDaniel rambled on about God, whatever knows Mike McDaniel rambles on about in his postgame press conference. No, they're not finding their groove. They're not coming back. You know, they're hoping for, I don't know, something falls in their lap next year in the draft. They need to find an organizational reset. And I think the Falcons need to do exactly the same.
So both sides, because you're from down here, you follow the Dolphins, and you're in Atlanta. So they played each other, and they're both not going to the playoffs. We'll put it that way to be nice. What's the goal? To get better, to impress, a lot of people playing, play the young guys, see what you got for the future. Like, what's the goal of teams that are sitting at 2-5 and, you know aren't going to – they don't have a postseason future?
Yeah, for the Dolphins, it's probably find out what you have on the roster. Once Tyreek got hurt and, you know, obviously you get off to a 1-6 start, you really have to kind of figure out who is where. All the draft choices they had this past year, just throw them in there. Let's see who those dudes are. For the Falcons, it's tough because at 3-4, they still have numbers-wise, they have a chance to go to a postseason. And their excuse could easily be, hey, we had no Drake London. We had, you know, no Billy Bowman. Jalen Walker, our first-round pick, has barely played with a hamstring. Michael Penix didn't play. You know, we have beaten Buffalo at home. They took care of the Commanders a couple of weeks ago. That's what makes it so frustrating. They have a couple of really good wins that I just mentioned, and maybe the two most embarrassing losses on the NFL season, losing 34-10 to the Dolphins and 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers a week ago. So for them, it's maybe try to figure out how you find the Buffalo game every week and play to that capacity and flush out these other ones. The problem is they have an offensive coordinator who Kurt Warner basically said is boring and predictable. He never was an OC anywhere. I think he's only been in the NFL 4 years total. He was working for Pro Football Focus charting plays about 5 years ago. That's your offensive coordinator. Raheem Morris, unfortunately, great guy. I love Raheem, but he was terrible as Tampa's head coach. And now in year two in Atlanta, it looks like maybe this guy isn't a head coach and he's just a coordinator. And guess what? That's what some people's lot in life are. We'll take Mike McDaniel to come be our offensive coordinator in Atlanta and start from there. I think that would be a good place.
Yeah, you know what, John? Your team might suck top to bottom. You want everybody replaced, but you mother bleepers in Atlanta are spoiled. My buddies flew up for the game.
Uh-huh.
They bought five dogs, couple brews, yeah. Spent less than $20.
Yep.
You mother bleepers are so damn spoiled. I looked up the pricing at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. $2 hot dogs, $3 waffle fries, $6 beers, $4 souvenir refillable cup, a cheeseburger's $5. I mean, they're living the life up there, Mercedes-Benz. Who cares if you have to watch Kirk Cousins?
Look, that is the greatest thing that Arthur Blank has ever done. When they put this billion-plus-dollar stadium together, they said, we're going to have affordable food, if nothing else. And it is awesome. Like, to get a soda and pay $4, and they have fountains everywhere. So you just walk back, and it's like a 7-Eleven. You go ahead and refill that thing. I don't eat hot dogs. I think hot dogs are a disgusting food. So you could keep the $2 hot dogs. But a $5 cheeseburger, my fat ass could eat those all day, every day. Now, I come to Hard Rock. I try to get myself a vodka and Red Bull. And the next thing I know, I've mortgaged my house. I've had to take out a second mortgage.
South Beach. It's essentially South Beach. We're still calling beers brews in 2025.
Either brews or brewskis, right, John?
Are we still calling beers brews?
I'm not sure. What I want to know is in 2025 why Crowder's over there looking like Cameron from Dipset with the do-rag and the flat brim hat. Like, what do we got going on here, bro?
I'm bringing it back, John.
I mean,
I'm still Laffy Taffy Fabo, man. I still dress.
That's great. What a great observation by John Michaels there. Funny.
First of all, now, hold on. I got to stop you. So my son Kane has braids, and he's got mixed hair. So he's got more white in his hair as far as it being kind of thin. So he's got to wear the do-rag. You got a full head of dreadlocks. Like, what do you need a do-rag for? Is that just for the hat?
Because the dreads get fuzzy, and I have to keep them for the podcast and any TV I do. So I literally wear a wave cap my entire life, other than right before the camera turns on.
That's okay. Right.
He saves the good hair for the shows that matter.
We're on radio. Now we got to be streamed and all this crap. Man, I didn't expect this.
Hey, quickly before we run out of time, John, were you nervous during the first half of the Kane-Stanford game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nervous, no. Pissed off, yes. I was booing not the players on the field, but the inside run that kept getting called over and over again. And I know I heard Mario Cristobal on with Joe Rose, and, you know, we're just going to continue to run our things and we need to execute better. James Brockermeyer was getting thrown out the club. Like, he literally was getting lifted and thrown into the backfield, and it was killing the inside run. But I was never nervous. Like, watching Stanford, they had the one scripted drive. Great. All the nerds over there came up with a scripted 15-play drive, and they scored. They had no chance of blocking Miami's offensive line. Look, I expect a lot the same this Saturday at noon in Dallas, Texas. Rhett Lashley's going to pull up every piece of garbage he has as far as reverses and trick plays and double passes. And you got a lot of former Miami players there. You know, they're going to be really motivated to get things done. That team's not as good as they were a year ago. If Miami goes up there and just plays physical, they should beat the hell out of SMU up front, both sides of the ball, and get things done. And I think they got a good chance to go up there and win. And then I'll be down next week to take care of Fran Brown, because we got a little payback for that dude who cost us a college football playoff a year ago.
You ain't lying.
And John, should we talked about earlier, should the Canes start getting some style points in? Because they dropped in the AP by winning a game.
Oh, don't get me started on this stupid SEC diet. I mean, Do the AP and you know what? I'm going to say this for AP voters. Your votes after next week no longer matter. Nobody's going to give a damn about your votes because it gets to the playoffs. But Crowder, to your point, yes, they do need to start putting some style points. I think that's why they scored the touchdown at the end. And if you had Hard Rock Bet -30.5, you were screaming.
Or team total over 37.5. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't. No one can kneel on a clock or run out the clock better than Mario. They had no business other than needing style points or needing points. That team total, 37.5, was dead in the water. I couldn't believe what transpired.
I'm surprised, like, at a 7-7 halftime, you didn't probably try to remake your money with something in the second half.
I tried, no joke, to sell the bet. They were offering me a buyout. It was $50 team total. With about, I don't know, a few minutes left in the game, they offered me $47 for the bet, and I hit cash out. And I had already missed the window. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I missed the window. And then they covered the team total. What an unbelievable final score there.
To the point of the poll, though, the fact that Oregon wins 21-7 over a dog crap Wisconsin and goes nowhere, yet the two SEC teams, and don't take nothing away from Ole Miss and nothing away from Vanderbilt, good wins. They jump two ACC teams. Poor Georgia Tech's undefeated and gets jumped. I'll be glad when the SEC cannibalizes itself over the next month and a couple of those teams disappear.
All right, John Michaels. So I'm guessing the tenor in Atlanta sports radio today was fire everyone.
It was so – like, there's certain days we have to actually do work and prepare for a show, and you got to come up with topics. You know how it is in June. Well, you guys don't, because you have Panthers hockey. We have nothing in June. Today was literally – we threw out our phone number, 404-231-1680, and just sat back and listened to people. We were like Paul Feinbaum today, except we don't make $20 million a year.
But people were just out of their minds, right?
Livid. Yeah. Arthur Blank sell the team.
It's exactly what we had a week ago after the Cleveland game, because them losing to Miami was us losing to Cleveland.
I said this morning that the Falcons are the Browns, the Jets, and the Dolphins, which I think are the four worst teams, maybe the four worst organizations right now in the NFL. And the Dolphins should never be in that mix. Thank you to the upper management and ownership group there. because they've ruined my Sundays.
No, you guys were in a Super Bowl about a decade ago. I'm sorry, John. And I'm with
Super Bowl.
We're in a class by ourselves,
John. John, you guys were in a Super Bowl 10 years ago, man. I'm sorry, and I know how that ended. I mean, that kind of sucks too. But at least you were in a mother bleeping Super Bowl, man. I don't know what that word means.
You don't know what the playoffs mean.
I don't know what the playoffs mean. Yeah. Playoffs.
Am I right? You guys haven't won a playoff game since 2000?
2000.
25 years.
That's insane.
It's insane.
I grew up down there when the Dolphins were, it was guaranteed they were in the playoffs. Now, they wet the bed in the playoffs usually, but come on, 25 years? Wow.
Well, it all started to change yesterday with a victory over the Falcons. We'll see you, John. We appreciate your time.
See you guys.
All right, John Michaels there from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We got to take a break. We got a lot more to talk about, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.